Welcome to A Mathematical Basis for Reality.
Chris, I think you should tell them that Physical Truth is a book on mathematics and philosophy, and that it's a good story.
This is our final podcast in Mathematical Basis for Reality. I'd like to thank you all for lasting this length of time and going through all these episodes and podcasts. I hope you've enjoyed some of them. This is the conclusion and wrapping it up, titled, What Does It All Mean? At the end of the day, we have this mathematical basis that existence actually exists. Reality actually does exist. Another popular movement and sort of various different scientific philosophical realms is that objective reality exists. What is the consequence to that? What does it mean that the universe is not here as a result of our perceptions, but rather we must take our perceptions and hone them or discipline them to, if you like, come into line with reality? We have seen consequences where the universe actually exists, means that it is something to do with truth, the ability to verify it, and this ability to verify it indicates existence as we see material where we look and we see material and other things like that. That there is this connection between truth and reality, and obviously, and there would therefore we can continue on from there to show that this reality, truth, ability to be verified also relates in some way to love, and also relates somehow to the relationships that we have with each other. And that's where I'm coming with this particular conclusion on what does it all mean. What does it all mean? This has been an interesting journey. We come to a plateau and draw a few conclusions. First, psi is the potential of existence. We can also see that truth itself is the essence of existence. We see that space-time continuum is the infinite array of four-dimensional coordinate system. The coordinate system is a measure between events. The measure involves numbers. Numbers exist. The coordinate system therefore exists. A simplified coordinate system could be compared to a ruler. The ruler measures distance. Whether there are numbers printed on the ruler or not is irrelevant. They exist. There are a couple of rulers, half the ruler, etc. The numbers exist as a measure provided by the ruler. The ruler may be straight, or perhaps we could bend it. But what is the ruler made of? The ruler, the lines of the space-time continuum, the coordinate system at the root of the Einstein-Minkowski equations, is made up of psi. The potential of existence as determined by Schrödinger. Psi forms the coordinate system, which is the universe itself. The rulers, the differential of psi and the biharmonic of psi are measures of this curvature. The more the coordinate system is bent or curved, the greater the potential of existence. This coordinate system can only be bent so far. The limit of bending is determined by Heisenberg. At that limit, the lines of the coordinate system, the rulers, crimp and, in effect, is knotted into a particle. The energy of creating the particle from the bending of the space-time is equal to the mass times the speed of light squared. But what is psi? Very simply, we conclude that psi is truth. As we develop and pursue truth, we raise the potential of existence until this potential achieves reality. If the universe is flat, there is no potential of existence and nothing exists. Nothing can exist. Not ever. This is a time of great excitement within the field of gravitational study. We postulate that information, a further measure of truth, continues to exist on the surface of an event horizon, as determined by Schwarzschild, and the direction of entropy perhaps reverses, although I've previously said that that may not be exactly true. We're looking at something like a material that is left over from making stars and so forth at an extremely low place in the, let's say, nuclear potential valley, somewhere around nickel, cobalt, and iron. It's not going to decay or go through nuclear reactions. And this gets, let's say, thrown into a very fast spinning black hole, and we end up having perhaps the ejection, or we see the ejection of protons, neutrons, electrons, hydrogen, helium, and from these we can make new stars and human beings. It's a matter for further study. We're studying this. Now, there's nothing to guarantee that the laws of physics have remained constant throughout eternity. There's one question: do the laws of physics remain eternal? Are they the same all the time, or do they change? There's nothing to say that they don't change. They may have changed. Perhaps, to paraphrase Einstein's famous quote, God is not only subtle, he's particularly nasty when it comes to pushing back the frontiers of science. If we say psi consists of truth, the foundation of virtue, perhaps it would be outside the realm of reason to conjecture that the entire universe somehow consists of, in some way, goodness, for example. The question I'd like to ask the reader is, who in their right mind would go and create an entire universe out of goodness, eh? Truth is objective, not subjective. Truth is. Truth is in and of itself. Truth is what is. Consider the following. Truth is beauty, beauty truth. That is all ye know in the world, and that is all ye need to know. Poem by John Keats. It's the conclusion of Ode to a Grecian Urn. There have been a number of hindrances to discovering a unified field theory. One is the inability to derive Heisenberg from Schrodinger. However, we see that this inability is merely the result of pursuing an incorrect philosophy based on incorrect assumptions. It is remarkably easy to derive Heisenberg from Schrodinger, given a more reasonable assumption at the beginning. I would also like to personally add that Heisenberg used H rather than H bar in his uncertainty equations. I have fought long and hard to show that Heisenberg was right in the first place, and people should not mess with his formula. He remarked quite often that people have misinterpreted his theory to mean a great deal more than it was supposed to. Einstein had worked for the latter half of his life to find the unified field theory. Many have said that he was not that good at mathematics. They are wrong. Einstein was a brilliant mathematician. Of course, you are free to go through his papers and point out any errors in his calculations. So far, I've been unable to find any myself, but don't let that stop you. The axiomatic approach to discovering mathematical truths has been used for thousands of years and has been assailed throughout. In the early 1800s, there was a movement to overthrow the axioms in order to substantiate arbitrary measures in the dissemination of justice. For the past 100 years or so, it has succeeded, and as a result, humanity has suffered through many wars and abject poverty disguised under the cloak of materialism. The world is now burdened by those in authority who are doing everything possible to control everyone, and they can't even control themselves. There are alternative societies to ours, and these are societies that have existed for thousands of years. There is no reason for us to cling to a way of life based on the premise that we must all increasingly consume stuff made from non-renewable resources, or else we all die. We have ended up being forced to work ardently to obtain more and more stuff we simply don't need. Life is not that hard if we work together. The things humanity needs in this day and age are not material. They are of a higher nature. They're spiritual and relate to the human spirit. Only people can recognize truth and its inherent beauty. I am nearing the latter part of my life. It has been a good life, having met and worked with incredible and wonderful people. Over the years, I have seen that most people are good and follow a path of integrity. Sooner or later, we all come to a point of decision, Adlerian, I guess, where we can choose to suffer the consequences of integrity or get away with lying. It may not even be that big of a deal. We can lie and no one will really know, no one of consequence anyway. Or we can tell the truth, and even though it is no great deal, we suffer for it. We have all had to come to that point of decision at some time in our lives. However we decide determines the rest of our lives. Falsehood multiplies. Decisions come again and again, and the point of falsehood that may have set us on that path must be justified, rationalized, and covered up. People who live a lie go mad. Of course, the opposite is true too. If a decision is made to maintain integrity, even though one may suffer for it, that decision just seems to keep coming back in different forms. And the honest cannot get ahead, and the dishonest always appear to succeed. And our society is built for the successful. So it seems that on the whole, if one chooses a life of integrity, one has chosen a life of poverty and hardship. It's not always the case, but it is more often than not. So there you go. Truth is, and so are you. You can follow it or not according to your desire. And no one says you have to play the fool. You can live a lie, or you can acknowledge that the best things in life are free and live in service to others rather than to yourself. However, you cannot rationalize your decision. Whatever it is, you wear it. Okay, thanks for listening, people, and I hope I haven't screwed up the links too much, so you can at least find out what the heck's out there, what we've been presenting. For the music, I did want to send a shout-out to Kevin MacLeod for Dreams Become Real, which he shared on Creative Commons. That's at http://incompetetech.com. Yeah, incompetetech.com. Certainly. Thank you very much, Kevin. It's a lovely piece. Also, I did manage... Who else did I have on here? Yes, I had Tchaikovsky, Waltz of the Flowers, and a few other people. Okay, all the best. And, have fun with the rest of your life. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.